the top headlines tonight. Well, the first day of new travel restrictions, but all is calm at airports. That's good news. There is a wait of 5 to 6 hours for RT-PCR results for travelers at at-risk nations. Chennai cuts rates for these tests. Meanwhile, India announces that regular international flights will be deferred. They won't start from 15th December as announced. Air bubble international flights will continue. Maha confusion, however, in Maharashtra and Mumbai curbs for international travellers. Now, COVID tests for all domestic passengers to the state, even if they're fully vaccinated. The centre tells Maharashtra, stick to all India guidelines. This is leading to confusion. And there's still now doubts over whether there will be an institutional quarantine for all travellers from at-risk nations. With all these new travel restrictions, there are sky-high airfares, international airfares double on popular routes like Delhi-London, the US and India, and Delhi-Dubai. Mamta's new shot, what is the UPA? There is no UPA. She buries the Congress-led alliance, meets Sharad Pawar in Mumbai. Sharad Pawar, a Congress ally, more cautious, saying we welcome all those who fight against the BJP. The Congress says the fight against BJP has to be in unity, not arrogance. Well, the election battleground as Akali leader Sirsa joins the BJP before the Punjab elections. Meanwhile, in Uttar Pradesh, the deputy chief minister now raises the Mathura temple issues after Ayodhya. Now it's Mathura next. But Akhilesh Yadav's huge rally, meanwhile, in Bundelkhand, a BJP bastion. Commercial LPG cylinder prices up by 100 rupees. The price is now over 2,000 rupees. Petrol prices in Delhi down by 8 rupees as the state cuts VAT. A major road between to the holy town of Tirupati is now damaged after torrential November rain. Pilgrims are asked to postpone their visit. They can have free darshan now for up to 6 months. These young Kerala models died after being chased by a drug addict. The Kerala police investigation's shocking details reveal what actually happened with these two young women. From Africa to India, Bollywood songs unite, going viral in a good way, this video.